Hi, I'm Scotty Iseri, and welcome back to the Imagine Neighborhood. We are back with another classic episode to celebrate our birthday. 3 years ago this month, we launched the very first episode, and this week, Princess Donosaurus waits for her birthday. Let me cue the music. Hey, Mr. Music Man, Lindsay Jones! There we go. Thanks, man. There's some pretty exciting stuff in the neighborhood today. Count Vacula and I are getting ready for a birthday party. And it's a big one. Princess Donosaurus is having a birthday soon, and we want to make sure everything is right. But it can be hard to wait when there's something exciting coming up. We'll talk about all the ways to make waiting less of a chore. If you've listened to any of our other episodes, you might know about a belly breath. That's where we take a big, deep breath in through our nose and out through our mouth. Well, keep that in mind because it's going to come in handy this week as we celebrate Princess Donosaurus's birthday in the Imagine Neighborhood. Hi, listeners. Today I'm just at home getting ready. What am I getting ready for? Well, it's something exciting. It's something really fun. It's something that's going to be a May. Wait for it.
Zing!
It's almost time for Princess Donosaurus' birthday!
That's Count Vacula, my robot vampire vacuum cleaner.
We're making presents!
That's right, Vac. Princess Donosaurus' birthday is 2 weeks away. That's 14 days. So we have just enough time to get everything ready for a big party.
Oh boy, oh man, a party, a big party! It's so exciting! There's gonna be cake and decorations, and we're gonna play Twister, and I made a really cool playlist for all of Princess Donosaurus' favorite songs.
Sounds like you're pretty excited, Vac.
Oh yeah! I can barely...
You want some help calming down? We gotta finish these presents.
Yes, please.
No worries. Do you remember how to do a belly breath?
I sure do. You take a big, deep, slow breath through your nose, and you let it out through your mouth. Oh, yeah, that feels better. I mean, I don't have a nose or a mouth, but I do feel more calm.
You can do that anytime you're feeling really worked up. Are you ready to finish making these presents?
I am ready. I'm knitting a tail blankie for Princess Donosaurus' tail. It's green, which is her favorite color, and it'll keep her tail nice and warm in the winter. And it's going to be a May. Wait for it.
Zing!
We both said zing at the same time. That's pretty amazing. Hey, listeners, can you do it with me? Zing! I love that. Oh, who's that? Who's at the door?
Let's go find out.
Greetings!
Donosaurus is here! Princess Donosaurus is here!
Indeed, it is! Your Royal Majesty, the Cretaceous Contessa, Princess Donosaurus!
Hi, Princess. We were actually just getting ready for your birthday.
My birthday! Yes, indeed. My birthday is soon, but not soon enough.
That's what I was saying!
When did you say it was?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks? I can't possibly wait that long!
Oh no! Oh, what, are we
what will we do for two whole weeks? How can I possibly think of anything else? A birthday is the most exciting thing in the universe. My birthday especially.
And this one is going to be a May. Wait for it.
Princess Donosaurus waits for nothing.
Zing.
Waiting for my birthday is difficult. And when things get difficult, I get upset.
Yeah, me too, I get upset.
I can't be expected to wait. I am a princess. A princess who should not have to wait for her birthday. Waiting is too difficult, and it makes me just want to...
Yeah!
Hey, before we get all roar-y, maybe I can help with the waiting.
I doubt it. Waiting is unbearable!
Well, Count Vacula was just really worked up, and we did some belly breaths to help calm down.
Belly breaths?
Oh yeah! Belly breaths!
Oh, yeah, belly breaths. Those are the deep, slow breaths you take. In through the nose, and out through the mouth.
That's right. If it helps, you can put your hands on your belly to remind you to take a deep breath.
How am I supposed to reach my belly with my tiny T-Rex arms?
Oh, you don't have to. I don't even have arms.
Yeah, you could just do the breathing part if you want.
Oh, fine. I suppose I'll try it.
Okay, let's give it a shot. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Is that feeling better?
Indeed, but I still want my birthday to be now.
It is totally normal to be super excited for your birthday. Especially when Count Vacula and I have something super special planned that is going to be a May. Wait for it.
Wait for it? Why'd you say wait for it?
Oh, it's kind of a game. You wait until the other person says zing. And hey, the listeners at home are kind of doing it with us. Like you say, Princess Dinosaurus, your birthday is going to be a May. Wait for it. Zing.
How can waiting be fun? I want my birthday now, and it's 2 whole weeks away.
How can waiting be fun? Let me think. Well, we can count the days till your birthday.
Count them, you say?
Sure. Like, today is the 10th, and your birthday is on the 24th, right? So I'm going to count on my fingers. Let's see. 10th. That means in 14 days, we'll have your birthday party.
I do like counting. Very well. I shall go home to count. I'll be back in 14 days. Princess Dinosaurus out.
Nice. Whew, okay, that was a close one. I'm glad she didn't see the presents we were making for her.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the look on her face when she opens mine. But I can wait.
Hey, Vec, I'm really proud of you. You are doing an amay, wait for it, zing job. I know it's hard to wait sometimes.
It sure is.
Even grown-ups can find it hard to wait. I found like 15 songs that grown-ups wrote that are all about waiting.
Yeah?
Like this one. This one's called Tired of Waiting by The Kinks.
So tired of waiting.
Beck, do you hear how they're saying tired of waiting?
Yeah.
Well, the way they say it reminds me of how it feels when you have to wait for something. It makes me feel kind of tired. And the guitar part is kind of behind the beat a little bit. It just feels like everything is a little slow.
Just like when you have to wait for something.
But you keeping me waiting all of the time. What can I do?
Oh, yeah. Even grown-ups don't like waiting sometimes. Hey, listeners, how does it feel when you're waiting? Maybe it's not even waiting for your birthday. Maybe you have to wait in line for the bathroom or wait until after dinner for dessert. And hey, you grown-ups, what's it like for you to wait? Maybe you're listening to us in the car right now and you're stuck in traffic. That is not a fun time when you're waiting for the cars to move. How do you help yourself when you're waiting? And listeners, maybe you can help. Ask your grown-up about a time when it was difficult for them to wait. We're going to keep playing the song while you talk, but go ahead and pause the show if you're not done talking when we get back. I'm Scotty, and...
Hi! Sorry, I seem to have absolutely demolished your front door.
Princess Dinosaurus, you're back already.
I am! I tried belly breaths, and I've tried counting, and I counted to 263,007! But waiting is too hard! I've thought about it, and I've decided I'm tired of waiting. As a princess, I am making a royal decree.
Today shall be my birthday, and we shall party, and we shall have a lovely time!
And that way, I don't have to wait anymore.
I guess that's one way to deal with waiting, if you're a dinosaur princess. But you can still talk about how it feels while you have to wait. Unless, of course, you are a dinosaur princess and you don't have to wait for anything. I guess we're gonna get this party started while you talk. What does it feel like when you have to wait? Come back when you're done, and we'll see how things are going. I'm Scotty, and this is the Imagine Neighborhood. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Imagine Neighborhood. I'm Scotty, and I'm tired. It's 3 days later. Princess Dinosaurus had such a great time at her birthday party that she made another royal decree. So now every day is her birthday, and so we've been making a birthday party every day. Baking cakes, making presents, the whole shebang. Oh boy. 3 days of partying all in a row. Poor Count Vacula's battery was all the way run down. He's over in his charger over there. Well, I'm trying to get today's party ready. Okay, let's see. I ran out of supplies to make a banner, so I just cut some letters out of a magazine. I hope she doesn't see that it reads Dim Sum Dinosaurus instead of Princess Donosaurus. What else? I ran out of cake ingredients yesterday, so I had to make something using things that I had around the house. And oh no, I forgot to make her a present. And she's here. Oh, what do we do? What do we do? What's around? Something I can give her for a present. Just a minute. Okay, this'll do. Let's wrap it up. And all right, okay, let's open the door. And... hi.
Greetings, loyal subjects. It is I.
Happy
Princess Donosaurus.
Happy
the birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, Princess Donosaurus. I think you're going to find today's party is a may. Wait for it.
Why, thank you. And hold up. Where are all the party decorations?
Here?
Why, that doesn't even have my name on it. And I don't want a dim sum dinner. What about the party games?
Right over here. Voila?
We played Pin the Tail on the Megalodon yesterday. Where are the new games? Oh well. At least there's cake.
Yeah, that's kind of more of an experiment than...
What the fuss? This is a bowl of cereal covered in ketchup and mustard.
It's kind of all I had left.
Don't get me wrong. It's delicious. It is. But it is not cake. Roar! This is the worst birthday ever.
I know. I did my best. Poor Count Vacula was up all night cleaning up after yesterday's party. I just didn't have enough time.
But this is supposed to be my birthday party, and this party isn't even a very good party. I am disappointed. I am angry. I am displeased.
I've got some big emotions going on here, too. I don't know what to do.
You should do a belly breath. I'm going to do one right now to cool my jets.
That's a great idea. Let's do it. Okay. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Okay, that's a little better. Princess, I'm sorry the party isn't very good, but I have to be honest. Count Vacula and I are worn out. We've had a party every day this week, and we're just out of gas.
As a dinosaur, I find that phrase offensive.
I'm sorry, my mistake. But really, we're just too pooped to do another party.
Well, I see your point. But are you suggesting I wait for you to get ready to celebrate my birthday? That's what got us in this sticky mess in the first place. Waiting is too hard.
Waiting is hard, that's for sure. But maybe we could think of some ways to make waiting easier. Like, maybe we could use our imaginations and picture the perfect party.
Ooh, yes. Okay, well, there would be a real cake, not a cereal ketchup cake. We'd play games like Raptor Relay Races or Fossil Dig or Segatorus Says or... Oh, and all my friends would be there, like Tyrannosaur, Pterodactyl, Velociroger, Shirley Mammoth, Archaeopteryx, Jurassic James, Toddzilla, Sega Gloria, and Jacques Monster.
That sounds like a great party. And it's going to take some time to get all that together. Do you think maybe you could wait for me and Vacula to get ready?
I think so.
Did you know there's a special music that someone invented that is actually supposed to be for waiting?
Really? Can we hear some?
Sure. Sounds like this. This is called hold music. And if you're on for the phone sometimes...
Ew, this music is displeasing.
True. But being able to wait is a special skill. It takes practice, but when you get it, you learn something called patience.
Patience?
Yeah. Patience means being able to wait for things. And trust me, it is not always easy. In fact, people write songs about it all the time. Here, this is a song called Waiting on a Song.
I've been picking and I've been strumming, just waiting on a song.
Ooh, I like this one better.
Me too. The whole song is about the things you can do while you're waiting. But yeah, by waiting till your birthday, you can give your friends time to make the most super, epic, wait for it, zing, party ever.
I don't know if I can do it.
I think you can do it. Maybe think of it this way. Wait for the zing. Like when we say, wait for it.
Is it coming? Is it coming?
Yep.
When?
Now, zing!
I get it! So if I wait for my birthday, it'll have more of a zing! I like
yeah,
it!
Me too. And hey, listeners, if you want to practice waiting, you can try the
wait for it?
Zing game. And listeners, I know it's hard to wait sometimes, but sometimes waiting means really good things can happen too. We'll play the rest of the song for you, but maybe you could talk about a time when waiting for something made it even better. Like waiting for Friday because you got to do something fun on the weekend, or...
Or waiting for your birthday party!
Yeah! It's gonna be great. But first, I need a nap. And to go to the store. And to get some food, because the only thing I've had to eat today was cereal with ketchup on it. The Imagine Neighborhood is aligned with the award-winning social-emotional learning curriculum Second Step, produced by Committee for Children. For over 40 years, Committee for Children has worked toward helping everyone grow kinder. Mia Doses is our executive producer, Michal Richardson, our story editor, and production this week by me. For more information about the show, you can go to imagineneighborhood.org. Grown-ups, you can find links to purchase the music from the show, learn more about the research behind every episode, or get in touch. Let us know if there's something you'd like us to talk about. I'm Scotty Iseri, and I'm so glad you joined us today. I'd love to know how you handle having to wait for things, even when waiting is hard. You can let me know at imagineneighborhood.org, or you can just let me know, how are you kind today? We'll see you next week.